Item 9 from the Office of the Sheriff, requesting authorization to apply for and accept, if awarded, a Department of Homeland Security Transportation Security Administration National Explosives Detection K-9 Team Program Grant in the initial amount of $1,010,000 for the provision of TSA-certified explosives detection K-9 teams to respond to threats at General Mitchell International Airport and related locations within the Sheriff's Transportation Operating System for the period effective January 1, 2015 through December 31, 2019. This item was also referred to the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services on January 22, 2015. That committee recommended adoption by a vote of 7-0.
Thank you.
I move adoption.
Motions for adoption. Could you summarize and tell us whether there's anything different about this than previous?
I can. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. This morning I've got Deputy Inspector Toby Weaver with me, who is responsible for the security at the airport. The contract itself, the grant itself is for 5 years from January 1st of this year through December 31st of 2019. The amount is for $1,010,000, which funds four dog teams at $50,500 each per year for those 5 years. This is a contract that is very similar to the old one that went from April 1st of 2008 through March 31st of 2015. The requirements are the same, the expenses are the same, and reimbursement is the same.
Thank you. Any questions? Seeing no questions, we have Supervisor Johnson.
Do we have a motion?
We have a motion for adoption.
Yes.
By Supervisor West. Yeah. No questions on the motion.
I'll ask a question since the airport is in my district. And you know, with the recent movie out, Selma, it reminds one that dogs can be used in very aggressive ways by law enforcement. And I am not in any way suggesting that goes on, but can I ask what we do with dogs in airport settings, which are very busy areas with large crowds of people at times? What does law enforcement do to make sure the dogs act appropriately in those kinds of situations and they're not being aggressive so that folks start to fear?
Is this on?
Yes.
So good morning.
Reintroduce yourself, please.
Chairman and County Board, Deputy Inspector Weberg with the Sheriff's Office. So to your question, ma'am, is the, first of all, we have different types of dogs. We have bomb detection dogs that these are solely, they're single purpose. We also have dual purpose dogs that are apprehension, narcotics, and tracking, right? So these dogs, our dogs are highly trained. They spend an enormous amount of time training. They are some of the most disciplined dogs there are. They work on command, virtually no concern in that regard. And these particular dogs, even different than, say, our apprehension dogs that have, you know, they're trained to be aggressive when necessary, either to protect their handler or, they're on command again and doing it. So it really just goes down to the training and discipline of it. These particular dogs, because of the nature of the work that they do, they're passive dogs. So there's two different types of dogs that have, you know, so like drug dogs sometimes have, I wouldn't use the word aggressive in it, but their detection is I don't want to use the word attack, but they do it by grabbing the item, scratching at it, in a little bit more of an aggressive manner in terms of identifying it. They're trained, you know, they it's all based on reward systems and such like that. There's also passive dogs that when they detect, they sit. They do very passive nature things that gives the handler indication that what they're trained for, whether it be for cell phones or drugs or what have you, that dog is alerted. And that's the type of dogs that these are on top of that. So, you know, we're cognizant of that, but it's actually the opposite. The people love seeing the dogs. They are a tremendous PR tool. You know, the kids are petting them and that stuff. So we're very mindful of those types of things. So, and even our dogs that are patrol dogs, some of them aren't the most appropriate dogs for, you know, because it's still an animal. Some of them aren't the most appropriate for being around kids that aren't, you know, the kids are just, you know, rough with them. And dogs that we have a concern with that, we just simply don't bring them out for those types of things. So hopefully that broad description gives you a little.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And it's interesting to hear, you know, the different training. Even dogs get specialized training. Is it correct that the apprehension dogs are still in public areas, or do they do that strictly behind the scenes where the baggage is going into the planes or something? Where is the dog doing its work?
Well, we don't have apprehension dogs at the airport. They're solely the bomb detection dogs. They're out and about, very visible in both areas, in restricted areas as well as the public areas. The TSA wants them to be visible. Again, it is a good PR. People love seeing us with dogs. It's a great way to have public interaction and approaching from that sense of things. But we also want them to know that they're out. It's for personal security, maybe deterrent for the bad guys that are out there. That we have dogs out there. We're not shy about telling people that they're bomb detection dogs. Again, to give the good people assurances, and the people that might want to do harm, to know that we're not complacent in that regard. But they're out and they're always being proactive. So they respond to different calls as needed. But there's also a lot of proactive stuff that they do. They do random bag searches, you know, as the planes are departing and things like that.
I didn't mean apprehension. They're sniffing dogs. I mean, what do you call that, a dog sniffing dog?
Well, we refer to them as what they're trained to do. So these are explosive detection dogs, canines.
Thank you.
Supervisor Hans.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe Mr. Weisberg participated in a public demonstration of the dogs down at Holler Park, which is due west of the airport, which is also in my supervisory district. And those dogs are extremely well trained. And the dogs that were brought to that public event at the park, to the neighborhood to see, were extremely friendly, mm-hmm. except when they were under direct orders.
Correct.
By the handler to sniff for planted drugs, or once they did, they brought out a different dog that had been kept in its kennel in the truck to pursue a deputy wearing very, very thick arm protection, mm-hmm. and man, it was relentless, mm-hmm. and it did exactly what you and the deputy told it to do. But the one that was visible to the public, more out with you, was extremely friendly and with everybody. So I have a very strong feeling that the canine unit knows exactly what they're doing with those animals, which ones to have out and which ones to have strictly behind the scenes, or knows when to use them. So I'm fully supportive of this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Okay. We have a motion.
Mm-hmm. Romo West moved adoption.
What's that?
Romo West moved
Romo
adoption.
Romo West moved adoption. Thank you. On the motion.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Jersic.
Aye.
Weddle.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 9 be recommended for adoption prevails.
Thank you.
Thank you, Super.
Thank you.